is he a point guard? Doesn't matter.
We think he's a guard. We think he's a guy that can play multiple positions. We think he's a guy that can make decisions. We really think he's a guy that gets into the seams and plays. But we're not going to pigeonhole him. What we're going to do is we're going to put him on the floor and we're going to let him play. But we really feel like he can play both positions. And our analysis, led us to that. Gary?
Sam, I guess no one would have predicted that a year ago that Westbrook would have been a first-round pick, let alone the fourth pick. Does it concern you, his fast rise and that his ability to sustain it? Is that a good thing when you see a kid improve so much from his freshman to his sophomore year?
It's a great question. What it does is it's alerted me to the fact that I left out a very, very important part of Russell Westbrook. We also think he's maybe the hardest worker in the draft. I think the more people you speak to, the more people they tell you this guy's just a worker. His improvement comes from that. We look at that as a benefit. He's come a long way in a short amount of time. We think there's tremendous growth ahead for him because this guy puts in time. And we were speaking to OJ May. He was talking about and OJ's a tremendous work ethic himself. He was talking about being in LA in the prior school starting. And he said he go to 3 gyms a day. And he goes to every gym I was at. Russell Westbrook was already there. And this is a young man that has worked out 3 times a day and is still taking classes at UCLA prior to leading up to the draft. We went down to see him the other day in California. I asked him what time he's working out the next day, and they're in the class. There's just little things like that I think emphasize his dedication to the game. And that's really important for our team. And that's another big moment to an attraction to what it is that he brings to the table.
Tim in front of Oprah.
What is it about his defense that stands out?
I think he's got great feet. He's got a mentality for it. I think he accepts a challenge. But that's not all that he brings. But he's got great length. But he doesn't have a lot of backup.
Sam, is DJ White going to play a couple different positions for you?
We'll find that out in time. I think certainly playing at 4 right now would be something that we envision. I mean, his length would be a great asset for him, and he's got a nice touch around the goal. Again, just adding to that foundation that Will was talking about. And these are core pieces that we feel really good are going to be part of what we're trying to do. And all kind of have threaded within them part of the identity that we've talked about. I think you can trace that back to what we did tonight.
Hey Sam, with the number of forwards you have on your team right now, are you worried that Kevin Durant might be stuck in the position a little bit more instead of maybe the small forward position?
I'm sorry.
With all the forwards you have on your roster right now, Wilcox, Marshall, Collison, all of them, are you worried that Durant might get stuck at the two-guard position a little bit more than a small forward position?
Well, I think that we've talked about this a lot. Kevin's versatility, Jeff's versatility are tremendous assets for our team because they can play multiple positions. We see Kevin as someone that certainly can play 2-3, and as he grows, the way the NBA is going today, certainly can play some stretch 4-4. And Jeff, can swing between 3 and 4. We look at Russell as someone that probably can play 1 and 2. So we've got versatile athletes, and ultimately the players' development will tell us, you know, where they're best utilized. Kevin, did you have something back up? Kevin in the back.
Sam, you know, talked about what kind of separate Russell from some of the other bodies we were in that area. Did you focus in on that and later that was kind of a natural product of the talent available?
I couldn't hear the very end of the question.
Did you focus in on guard as a leader, or was that kind of a natural product of the talent that's available?
I still can't hear it again, I'm sorry.
Did you focus in on guard as a leader, or was that a product of the ball you got to
Oh. we focused in on him as a player, as a competitor. He's someone that we felt like fit us, fit what we're trying to do, and it's consistent with the, you know, the velocity that we have in place and the plan that we have in place. And when we're looking to accumulate players and make decisions, we're gonna lean on that. We're gonna lean on what we think is the best fit for our team. And we felt he was the best player, you know, for us.